Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 8:05, Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard will chime in on tomorrow's big primaries in Wisconsin. And then at 8:35, allergy season is upon us. All those cherry blossoms bring in all the pollen. Dr. Susan Kosiski from Walter Reed will tell us how we can do our best to avoid the allergies that we're going to be affected this allergy season. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGenova, legal analyst. Joe, good morning to you. Good to have you. I want to start with a little thing that Hillary Clinton said on Meet the Press, talking to Chuck Todd. Listen very closely.
Has the FBI reached out to you yet for an interview?
No, they haven't. But, you know, back in August, we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
All right. So a lot of people making hay out of it. Well, see, you know, it's not, can't be that serious. They hadn't even bothered to talk to her yet. I looked at that, I said, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, and it doesn't mean much. What do you think?
Well, she's the last person you interview in a case like this because she is the prime target of the investigation. Things are getting curiouser. And by the way, James Comey is not going to interview Hillary Clinton. He's the head of the agency. He doesn't do interviews. He does executive the supervision of the agency, so you can forget this nonsense being reported that Comey's going to interview her. He is not.
I dismissed that.
Well, that came from David Schuster, so yeah. It automatically falls into the
category.
It is therefore of no value whatsoever. Now, why is what's happening important? There are rules in courts, in the DOJ, and in the bar associations that one lawyer cannot represent more than one person, one key person in a case. Now, why is that important? Because Beth Wilkinson, who's a very famous former federal prosecutor who did the Oklahoma City bombing, now represents four aides to Hillary Clinton: Cheryl Mills, Jake Sullivan, Heather Samuelson, who did the 30,000 deletions, and Philip Raines. Now, every one of those people worked with Brian Pagliano on the private server. Every one of them knew of the private server. Every one of them used the private server. Every one of them had an unencrypted device using the private server. Which means what? They are not just witnesses. They are what the Justice Department calls subjects. They are people in whom the grand jury is interested. Now, how can one lawyer, Beth Wilkinson, represent four subjects? The answer is she cannot. But the Justice Department apparently is allowing it. I called the Justice Department on Friday and asked for an explanation and asked if the Justice Department had changed its policy on not allowing such representations, and they never got back to me. Something very strange is going on here. There is no way that a legitimate investigation allows one lawyer to represent four of the key subjects in an ongoing investigation. This is quite remarkable. And once they start the interviews, if she, Beth Wilkinson, is permitted to continue to represent all four, then it is clear to me that the department has thrown in the towel and is not going to do anything.
Well, one of the things, and that's interesting, and I hadn't heard that take on it.
It's interesting. It's vital.
Yeah, here's the other thing, though. Some of the reporting that came out last week suggested that the fact that the FBI was now beginning those investigations was a sign that the Justice Department had signed off on it, and therefore, at least initially, the Justice Department was not standing in the way of the FBI's probe. Because they could have said, no, we don't want you, we don't grant you that permission, but they granted the permission to go forward.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that they were never going to say, you can't interview people, for heaven's sakes. That would have been, even the idiot Republicans running the Capitol Hill would have done impeachments at that point. I mean, this is, of course you have to allow all these interviews to occur. Otherwise, it's a fake investigation. But that said, these interviews are going to occur. We now know that. They've announced it. So how can one lawyer represent four of the key people in this case? The answer is she cannot. And so it's going to be very interesting to watch. By the way, let me give an example of why that's important.
Yeah.
In Baltimore, Officer Porter, remember, he was given immunity to testify against the other five officers?
Yes.
If his lawyer wanted to represent the other five officers, the court would say, no, you have a conflict of interest. That's exactly where Beth Wilkinson is now. She's representing Officer Porter, and she's representing the other five officers at the same time. This is insanity. Why is the Department of Justice allowing this to happen? It is quite remarkable.
And obviously, the concern here Joe DiGenova, is that this one attorney can basically say, all right, let's all get our stories straight.
Collusion.
Yeah.
Collusion. And management of a story. The department has an absolute, the Department of Justice has a responsibility to prevent collusion in any way it can. The courts, for example, you know, if the department wanted to, you know what it could do? Go to the judge in front of whom this grand jury presumably exists, file a motion to disqualify her. They haven't done it, as far as we know. So, you know, the department will not answer questions about this, which they should.
Yeah.
And so we shall see what happens.
Something doesn't smell right about that.
Well, you know, thankfully, David Gregory, CNN contributor, I'm sure will do an investigative piece on this and get to the bottom of it. Oh, that's right. This is his wife.
Yes, he is married to Beth Wilkinson.
That will be interesting to watch as well. Hey, if I could ask you one other issue about where things stand right now on the Hillary Clinton investigation and the fact that a year ago, based on our conversations, I wrote a post over at IJ Review saying, you know, here are three federal laws that it looks like Hillary Clinton could very well have violated. One was the mishandling of classified information.
Right.
One was the violation of the 2009 Federal Records Act. And the other was a violation of the Freedom of Information Act.
Yes.
Here we are over a year later. Yeah, this whole thing broke, you know, last February, March, right? We're over a year later. Has anything fundamentally changed in our knowledge of this situation that would contradict the idea that she could have violated those three laws?
No, actually, all the publicly available information confirms what you wrote, Larry, because remember, Brian Pagliano took the Fifth Amendment on September of 2015 to congressional committees and then to the FBI. He was granted immunity in March of this year. Everything has flowed from that. Now, what that means is, it means that Brian Pagliano theoretically committed a series of crimes related to the private server and needed immunity in order to talk to the FBI and the Department of Justice lawyers. Everything that we know now says federal laws were broken. And if the Department of Justice walks away from this, they better have a damned good explanation as to why they're walking away from it. This, the more you look at the facts, the more you understand how gross the violations of federal law were and how the only way you don't get prosecuted in this case is because you're a very special person with very special friends. If you're John Q. public employee,
You're toast.
Yeah, and you're fired, and you lose your clearances.
Yep.
Well, but we've learned this week, Joe DiGenova, that there is a higher standard for a political candidate. That's what I keep hearing from all these smart people in town.
That is correct. These are the same people who say that there will never be charges. And you know what?
Right.
They're guessing, and they may be right. But let's just be very serious here. There is absolutely no doubt that there are multiple prima facie cases of violations of federal criminal laws by Mrs. Clinton, the four senior staffers I just mentioned, Mr. Pagliano, and others. The notion that that private server in Chappaqua, in its very infancy, the moment of its birth, did not violate federal law because the intention was to prevent disclosure of any information to courts, the people, the public, the press, and the Congress, and to resist subpoenas, is just simply unbelievable.
Well, Joe, listen, thank you for staying on it. And, I think that's a very interesting analysis. I haven't heard that take. That's why we have you here.
There's a new rule. It's called the Clinton rule on multiple representation.
Yeah.
It just got established.
Good to know. I'm sure it'll be utilized by other defendants.
Yeah. Unless you're a Republican, then you get screwed.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
All right, let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center because she's got WML traffic and weather.
Absolutely. Let's do that. And for Metro Rail, just a heads up, Metro Rail Greenbelt bound yellow line trains right now, they are going to be single tracking toward College Park and Greenbelt. They are dealing with a medical emergency on the train. So again, for the Greenbelt bound yellow line trains, single tracking here momentarily and let you know when that gets back to normal service. Top side of the Maryland Beltway into Silver Spring. The accident had been blocking the right half of the Beltway. Now everything confined to the shoulder. But get ready because we have big delays coming through College Park and around toward Colesville Road. And with that backup, 95 just south of the ICC with delays, 29 through Fairland and through White Oak. Just have that stop-and-go morning rush hour commute in full force. A little bit better than normal on 270 still out of Frederick and working down and towards Clarksburg. Rockville, the heaviest stretch. Not so good, Virginia. 395 Edsel Road, most of the way to the 14th Street Bridge. A couple gaps along the way. We had two morning accidents on 395. They're both gone. 66 and into that sunshine this morning. Very slow. Leaving the Beltway and going northbound, DC 295, passing the Naval Research Lab with the stop and go there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we've got an overnight concern here with freezing temperatures. In fact, we're under a freeze warning effect right now. Starting at midnight, I should say, not right now, but starting at midnight tonight, we're going to see temperatures in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Now, for the course of the day today, the temperatures won't be that cold. We're going to have a high of 71 degrees, and it's going to be wet. It will be rain today, and it'll go into this afternoon. But then that overnight chill is going to really hit us hard. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 51 degrees. Right now, it's 52 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 718 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I did not send or receive any emails marked classified at the time.
Oh, man. Boy, that has changed quite a bit over the course of the last 12 months.
It sure has.
It's amazing to think about this year. I just want to follow up a little bit on what we just spoke with Joe DeGeneve about, because there's a lot of items in the news right now affecting the 2016 presidential nomination process
right.
for both parties. Let's stick with the Democrats here for a minute while we're talking about Hillary. It is a fascinating development here that the FBI is going to look at the timing here, Brian Wilson, based on what we've learned over the last week, that basically the FBI will eventually interview Hillary Clinton about this. As you just heard from Joe DeGeneva, she is the last one they want to talk to because they want to see if her story meshes with everybody else's.
Right.
That's how you get that, you know, quote-unquote perjury trap, which, by the way, FBI Director Comey has a history of doing with people that he's investigating, that he gets them on the cover-up and them not getting their stories together. Timing-wise, it couldn't be worse for Hillary Clinton because she is hitting a stretch right now where Bernie Sanders still does have an opportunity to change the minds not just of people who are voting in some pretty key states, Wisconsin tomorrow, then New York, and then California, but also these superdelegates.
Superdelegates, come on over.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, imagine if he starts to go on a streak here and he starts winning some states, and superdelegates see Hillary Clinton under fire.
Say, well, you know, because they go where the wind blows, and if they felt that she didn't have a chance or she was damaged goods because of the investigation, well, old Bernie Sanders.
There is so much conversation about the Republican race right now and about how close it is and how the Republican Party is divided. Did you know that a poll last week showed that 33% of young voters for Bernie Sanders will not vote for Hillary Clinton?
I know.
Talk about a divided party. She is in no way.
On the other side of the equation, though, 33% of GOP voters won't vote for anybody but Donald Trump.
But that's all we hear about in the media, Brian. Even here, we're obsessed with it, I think, or we're not obsessed, but we talk about it so much because I am a Republican. It is my party that this is affecting. But we've got to focus on this disaster in the making
right.
over with the Democrats.
You're right.
By the way, that disaster is now showing itself to be a problem with regard to debates. Remember when they only scheduled 5 debates total?
Yeah.
And finally, you know, Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley were screaming about it, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, nope, no more debates, no more debates. Finally, when it looked like the fact that there were no debates was hurting Hillary Clinton, suddenly, oh, yeah, we got to have more debates. Well, they want more. The Republicans seem to be done debating now.
Yeah, I think so.
But the Democrats, they're trying to line up 3 more debates in front of these important primaries, specifically
but
the New York primary.
They're having a little trouble, aren't
they? They really are. And both sides are accusing the others of not wanting to commit to dates. The Sanders campaign keeps saying, let's debate, but they've got a certain number of dates that they want. The Clinton campaign says, okay, we want to debate too, but here are our dates that we want, because, you know, she's got to go out on some fundraisers, I'm sure. So they still haven't figured out exactly what day they're going to debate, and both sides are saying that the other is freaked out and scared about debating each other.
So we want debates, we just don't know that we can come up with a date that everybody agrees upon.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so we'll see. We'll keep watching that space.
But I love wonder how much they really want debates.
One other thing happened this weekend. It's funny, one of Andrew Breitbart's final tweets, he said, apologize for what? because someone said that he should apologize. And that sort of became an iconic statement for Andrew Breitbart. Apologize for what? In other words, I'll apologize for nothing. I saw over the weekend that this hashtag, apologize for what, was trending.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tried to stay out of the news when I was on vacation. I was like, oh, my God, apologize for what is trending? It's got to be about Andrew Breitbart. No, it was about Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hillary Clinton had that confrontation with the Bernie supporter, the Greenpeace person, about big oil, right? And so her side started this hashtag saying, because Bernie Sanders said, well, she should apologize for this thing. And so her side said, apologize for what? You know, there, and it turned on her. Did you see what happened with this hashtag apologize for what? Well, people all started suggesting to Hillary Clinton a whole list of things.
She should apologize
that she
for
should apologize
oh, I got
for.
A list. I got
yeah,
a list.
Exactly. So, Hillary Clinton, we have an idea about what you should apologize for as well. It's 7:23.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier. Your counties, WMAL.com/MollyMaid.
Hey, let's talk about Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. You got to call Renters Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property, because renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. There's such a high demand for rentals because our region is so transient, right? And that means more money for you. Think of your property as Rent Estate. It opens up new opportunities like monthly cash flow, someone else paying for your mortgage, and tax savings, appreciation, equity. The problem is, you know, there's a hassle sometimes associated with being a landlord, right? Finding the right tenant, dealing with all the paperwork, having to deal with all of the problems that a tenant might have in your house. That's why you need Renters Warehouse. See, they take care of all of that stuff. They find quality tenants for top dollar. They handle the paperwork. They'll take the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, and they do it for a flat fee of just $80 a month for 24/7 property management. Now, that's a great idea. Why don't you just find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. One more time, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
This is Chris Plant. Let me tell you what my best girl and I do when we want to have fun. We head on over to Elite Shooting Sports, the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range. Sure, you can go to a movie or dinner, but at Elite Shooting Sports, we spend time together, have fun, and feel empowered. Now that's a date night. Elite Shooting Sports is also a great place to hold your corporate and team-building events. For more information, visit EliteShootingSports.com. EliteShootingSports.com.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. It's just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, let's do this 270, and we can quite easy on 270 as we push out of the Frederick area and down and through Urbana. Slow stretches in Germantown and Rockville. Tough rush hour, though, top side of the Beltway. The crash now on the shoulder in Silver Spring on the outer loop westbound at Colesville Road with delays as you come around from near Route 1, College Park. 95, you're feeling the effects of merging into that jam traffic near the ICC to go south through Beltsville and on to the Beltway. Also, another struggle this morning has been trying to get inbound on the Suitland Parkway. Our second crash of the morning, inbound Suitland Parkway, as you come up to Route 5, Branch Avenue. Watch for police to get you through. I'm looking at delays before Silver Hill Road. So if you normally take Suitland Parkway, say, coming off the Beltway, you might want to try Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. That's working a bit better for you as you work inbound passing Silver Hill Road and in toward DC 295. In over the 11th Street Bridge with lanes open, the volume forming, 395 Edsel Road, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier, you may have heard me talk about the two accidents, 395, but they're now gone. Update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Home improvement season starts with Pella Windows and door sale. Get $300 off per window and $350 off per door. 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or you can call 877-769-8392. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air getting ready to settle on in after a very mild day today. A gusty wind and a high of 71 with a few rain showers around, especially second half of the morning into the afternoon. The rain ends early tonight. 33 freeze warning in effect. Ray Skidgen, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 52 degrees at 727.
All right, Larry, you know, you are the official crab czar of Maryland. That is something that granted to you by Governor Larry Hogan.
Crab cake czar.
Crab cake czar.
Crab cakes, yes.
Okay. Well,
end result.
You know that people can be passionate about their crab cakes, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, apparently that also extends to crab legs.
Sure.
I bring to your attention a story out of Connecticut. Two people are arrested after an argument. I'm just going to read this. At the Royal Buffet, when it got out of hand on Saturday night, what happened is there was a verbal fight over crab legs at the buffet table.
Yes.
Apparently, there weren't many. There was a struggle over who would eat the last crab legs at the all-you-can-eat crab leg buffet. And two people, who apparently are man and wife, got into a fight.
Clifford and Latoya Knight.
Latoya hit Clifford, knocked his tooth out. Clifford's mother, who was standing nearby, jumps in with pepper spray, and pepper sprays Latoya. And the police are called, and they arrest both Clifford and Latoya. Mom, who we are told was acting in self-defense, was not charged.
With her pepper spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I like a little extra pepper spray on my crab legs.
Well, because the pepper spray
brings out the...
so polluted the atmosphere in the restaurant, they had to shut down the Royal Buffet.
Wow.
Because people couldn't breathe.
This is why one needs a czar of the crab cake.
You need somebody
to intervene in situations
like this. To mediate
such
disputes.
That's right. It's 729 on WMAL.
Concerned that you pay more than your fair share of taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience, including tax preparation from the most complicated to the most simple. Call 301-924-2160. That's 301-924-2160.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Coming up on WMAL, it's opening day for the Nationals, but a lot of people are just tired of Major League Baseball because, well, they're a bunch of spoiled millionaires. Are you like that? We'll take your calls after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Amtrak's running a normal schedule in the Northeast Corridor today, one day after a loaded train slammed into a backhoe doing work on the track south of Philadelphia. There could be delays, however, because federal investigators are still on the scene trying to determine the cause of the mix-up that killed two people and injured 30 others.
We have recovered the event data recorder, the forward-facing video, and the inward-facing video from the locomotive to send to our laboratory in Washington, D.C.
Ryan Frigo with the National Transportation Safety Board. A five-vehicle crash on I-270 in northern Montgomery County sent eight people to the hospital last night, including four children. Fire officials say the injuries were all non-life-threatening, though one woman was seriously hurt. Remember all of those migrants who started arriving in Europe last year? Well, now the European Union's starting to send them back. The first group on a boat from Greece to Turkey today.
202 migrants in total, most of them from Pakistan, some from Afghanistan, but also two Syrians who we're told by Greek authorities have volunteered to return at this very early stage, the first batch of these so-called returns.
Correspondent Phil Black. Another merger in the airline business is Alaska Airlines has announced it'll purchase Virgin America for more than $2 billion. Alaska flies mostly on the West Coast, while Virgin America flies a heavy transcontinental schedule, so you could be seeing more of Alaska's business coming our way. Alaska says it has not decided whether it'll get rid of the Virgin America brand altogether. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,792, the Nasdaq at 49.14. In sports, the Wizards fall to the Clippers. UConn and Syracuse will play for the women's championship in college basketball. Villanova and North Carolina decide the men's tourney tonight. And it's opening day for the Nats in Atlanta to face the Braves. The Orioles open at home at Camden Yards against the Twins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Freddie Freeman. The Nats sure remember him.
And a ball hit a ton to right. Wow.
Steven Strasburg.
96 up and away for the strikeout.
Atlanta can forget about trying to score.
He's got that breaking ball working.
Scoring machine versus scoreless streak. Never miss a defining moment. Nationals praise. The season begins today at 3:30 on Massantoon.
Ain't baseball great?
When it comes to replacement windows, most of us don't know much. Should you settle for vinyl? Maybe wood windows. What about fiberglass? Who knows? You know who does know? TheWindowMan.com. Since 1989, TheWindowMan.com has been your local educational window company. They carry two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your wood windows? Great, keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888. Or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman.
See us for saving details, limited time offer.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The ride in from the west, 66 eastbound, pushing slowly through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. sun glare part of the factor as well. Heading through the battlefield, if you're coming out of Gainesville, 29, quite the pressure here as you work toward 234, but travel lanes are reported open. Northbound 28, working through Centerville up to 66, just been the stop and go. Now for 395, two earlier accidents this morning, one in Shirlington, one at the 14th Street Bridge, gone, heavy on the brakes, right as you come off the beltways, just get ready for it from near Edsel Road. Now, top side of the Maryland Beltway lanes have been reopened from the crash in Silver Spring, outer loop at Colesville Road. Heading in through town, inbound Suitland Parkway still struggling to get by the crash as you approach Route 5, Branch Avenue. Metro Rail, they are still single tracking the Green Line trains between College Park and Greenbelt due to a medical emergency. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air getting ready to settle on in after a very mild day today. A gusty wind and a high of 71 with a few rain showers around, especially second half of the morning into the afternoon. The rain ends early tonight. 33 freeze warning in effect. Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 54 degrees in Dumfries, 48 in Kensington, 52 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:05. Steve Hayes with the Weekly Standard. Then, are you feeling like, you know, your eyes are running and your nose is itching and it's just bad all over because of the pollen? Well, we'll tell you what you can do by that. Dr. Susan Kosiski will join us. She's a Walter Reed allergy expert. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Oh, put me in cold. There you go. It's opening day for the Nationals. We got pollen in the air and overnight freezing temperatures. It's clearly spring in Washington, D.C. And the Major League Baseball has announced that players on a whole in Major League Baseball have received a 4.4% raise from last year to this year, which is a better raise than most people get year to year. But get this. The average salary right now for a baseball player, Major League Baseball, average.
Average?
The average salary.
Okay.
$4.4 million a year.
Wow. Baseball been betty, betty good to them, right?
That's absolutely right. Man, $4.4 million. And it's funny, I hear this a lot because I love baseball. I love going to the games. I love Major League Baseball. I really do. I enjoy going to the games, whether my team is in it or not. But we're so lucky here in Washington that the Nats have been in it quite a bit over the last, what, 4 or 5 years now.
Right.
At least into September, if not longer, and then into October in some cases. But I hear from people who say to me, yeah, you know, I just can't, I can't root for a team anymore. I can't. They're all a bunch of overpaid babies. There's not a feeling of team anymore. You know, people, they'll go to the next team or contract. They don't say, very rarely do you see a player stay with a team for life, and they just go wherever the next contract takes them, and they follow the money, and they're just a bunch of greedy, spoiled brats, and it's hard for me to root for them, knowing that they're getting paid $4.5 million to play a game, 162 games out of the year. Are you like that? Have you lost your love of baseball or any professional sport, really? But since it's opening day for baseball, we're talking baseball. And let's face it, baseball players get paid so much more than other sports pay because they had free agency earlier than the other sports. Do you find it hard to root for baseball players because they're millionaires? 888-630-9625. I hear this a lot, and I would love to hear from you. My dad's like that. My dad's, you know, a grumpy old curmudgeon. Back in my day, you know, Ty Cobb. Well, no, he's not that old. But truly, he hates it. He hates the fact that these players make millions. 888-630-WMAL. I love the fact that they make millions.
Okay.
I'd love it. I think it's a great thing. More people making money because there's more television revenue. There's more, you know, sales, ticket sales. There's more merchandise sales. I want people to make money. I think it's a great thing for our country, and I don't decry anybody making more money than anybody thinks they should, especially radio show hosts, by the way. I'll just throw that in there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but everyone should be making millions and millions of dollars, and I don't begrudge them at all. It doesn't take my enjoyment away.
Not a bit. I mean, that's not what baseball's all about. I mean, look, the market will pay what the market will bear. And obviously, the market is pretty good because they're able to pay baseball players a great amount of money, and baseball players come with very special skills. And so, you know, look, I'm fine with that. I don't have any problem with someone who dedicates their life to something that pays them well and that they're good at, and that the market bears it. That's okay. That's the free enterprise system at work. I love that. Baseball ought not be about that. Baseball, for me, is that time in the stands, chilling with a beer and a hot dog and all the other accoutrements, the peanuts, the popcorn, the Cracker Jacks, the whole nine yards, sitting back, relaxing, putting your feet up, watching the boys play the game of summer, the boys of summer on the field, out there playing a great game in the beautiful field, and then the presidents come out and do the little thing there at Nashville. I mean, it's just, it's an experience.
Yes.
It's a relaxing, all-American experience, and that's what baseball should be.
You're okay spending $12 for that beer so you can finance the salary of one of those guys playing out there?
That's what the market bears.
Average families find it very hard to go to the game.
Know.
Hey, here's another interesting thing, just Nat-centric real fast before we take your calls. Bryce Harper, the MVP last year, the best player on the team, the best player in the National League, he made $2.5 million last year. Or he'll be making that this year, excuse me, $2.5 million.
Wow.
Because of the way the contracts work in Major League Baseball and the fact that rookies are on a salary cap. And
he ain't going to starve.
No, $2.5 million. It's just remarkable to think that Bryce Harper, the best player in the National League, makes less than $2 million less than the average player in Major League Baseball.
Oh, that'll adjust itself.
Well, and that's my point. We all love Bryce Harper, and we love seeing him get up to the plate, and it's electric. Will you love him as much when he gets his $20 million a year contract, which he is sure to get? Leo in Roundhill, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Leo.
Hey, guys. Thanks. You know, the thing is, and I kind of agree with you, it's fun to go out there to a baseball game. When we lived in Arizona, we could go see the spring training and stuff, and it was reasonable. But it's gotten so expensive. These guys, they make more in 1 year than most families do in a lifetime. I mean, seriously? You know, all pro sports, they're overpaid. And what do you get? You get a bunch of whiny babies out there that complain about their salaries. We got troops coming back that are wounded that we can't even take care of. Why don't we take some of the taxpayers instead of building like another stadium, whether it be football, baseball, whatever, and give it to the VA? Let's help our troops out a little bit here.
Thank you, Leo. Listen, that's what I'm talking about. This is the kind of thing that you hear from people, especially if they found out they've been priced out of the market as a member of the crowd for the game. It bothers them. They can't enjoy that beer that you enjoy at the game.
Well, I may have to rethink all this.
It's 7:43 on WMAL. Good luck on opening day, Nats, against the Braves today.
I got the attitude.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Salt, sand, and dirt. They all buried deep in your carpet, you know, because you track them in over the winter, right? And those particles, you know what they're doing? They're grinding away at the fibers of your carpets like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. You need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers 4 drop-off locations in Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store, Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, the moving of furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, love the sunshine, but that sun glare definitely slowing the morning commute. Coming in from the west, points up the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7, 66. We're really feeling the effects with that big tie-up here. Trying to get out of Gainesville, in through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Seeing those delays on the increase for sure. Now for 395, it had been about the morning accidents. Yes, plural, now gone. But delays most of the way from the Beltway to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale. The incident on the inner loop northbound side after Braddock Road, but before you get to the Little River Turnpike, they're trying to get that to the shoulder. For 95, we're still bunched up in Stafford to Aquia and in Dale City. Better news in town. I know you're sitting in backups if you're on the Suitland Parkway coming inbound approaching Branch Avenue, but that accident now gone. Over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, crews are responding to an incident. Wasn't sure if it was a two-car crash or a broken down, but they're on their way. Hopefully can clear it momentarily. And for the Metro Rail, Green Line, no longer single tracking between College Park and Greenbelt. They had an earlier medical emergency, but now residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Get a little rain as we go through today. Most of it scattered around. 71 degrees on a gusty breeze. Tonight, colder. Freeze warnings up midnight tonight through early tomorrow morning for some colder air coming in. 33. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
52 degrees right now. It's 747.
Minimum wage.
Yeah! You know, around the country, many states are moving closer and closer to this idea of a $15 per hour minimum wage. Governor Brown of California is expected to sign a $15 per hour minimum wage bill on Monday. And then Governor Cuomo and state legislators have reached some kind of deal. And it's entirely possible that in New York State, they will move to a $15 an hour minimum wage. So that's happening. But it's not just big states, big rich states that are doing this. Rockville, Maryland, according to the Associated Press. A Montgomery County official says he plans to introduce legislation to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Mark Elrich tells the Washington Post he expects to introduce the bill as early as next week. That'd be this week. The county agreed in 2013 to collaborate with Prince George's County, and the District of Columbia has also got an effort underway. Muriel Bowser announced her proposal for a $15 minimum wage in her State of the District address on March 22nd. Prince George's County, for the moment, apparently the county council chairman, Leon Davis, says it's unlikely that they will join this newer effort with Montgomery County and D.C. as they have in the past. In Prince George's County, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Look, I mean, it sounds good, but there is a downside to this, of course, and that is that it is an immutable law of economics, and of that when something is more expensive, there is less of it. And so if it costs more to have a person work, then there will be fewer jobs. That's just the way it is, and I don't think they've completely figured this out. And I wonder how business people in Montgomery County who are looking at this and saying, man, that put me right out of business. Do they know that this is on the – are they aware of this? And if they are, what are they doing about it? I think that people in Montgomery County are going to be very surprised when they find out that the minimum wage is about to go up so dramatically, and so many jobs, I think, will be lost.
Well, and if they're not lost, it means that you're going to have to spend a lot more to buy goods
one
and
or the
services
other.
That you want,
yeah,
or both, probably.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody says, oh, gosh, there's so many people say we need this raise in the minimum wage. Let's make it $15 an hour. If you're having a discussion with somebody on Facebook or on, in your office at the cubicle next door, and they say that, just ask them, well, why $15 an hour? Why not $30 an hour? curious what their answer is. Because I'm guessing their answer will probably be, well, that's way too much. Are you kidding? Then people will go out of business. They won't be like, okay, well, why is it true for $30 an hour, but not true for $15 an hour? And the politicians who are pushing this, just make no mistake, they're doing this because this is a way for unions, the unions that support the Democrats, to get an automatic pay raise. Any union member right now who is making less than $15 an hour, the second that this law goes into effect, that means that all those unions immediately get a pay raise without ever having to sit down at the negotiating table and giving anything back for that pay raise. You know, that's how negotiations work when you're in a union. If you want more money for your hourly wage, you say, okay, well, we want more money and we'll give you this on work rules or we'll give you that. And you negotiate. And if there's a, nope, this is unilateral. The government is forcing businesses now to give all of those union employees a raise. And it's a give back to all of those unions. That's what this is about.
It's also about being popular with low-income voters and making it sound like you're fighting for the little guy. But, you know, in the end result, you may run businesses completely out of the county. 751.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from smile design to porcelain veneers to enhanced smile teeth whitening. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry changes lives on a daily basis, and we can change yours too. Call me today at McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 877-394-4511, 877-394-4511, online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
The biggest expense homeowners face today is exterior maintenance, and you have to do it over and over. How would you like to never paint or re-side your home again? Well, now you can with Rhino Shield. Hi, Rick Mariano. It's a unique three-coat system that looks like rich, premium-quality paint, 12 to 15 times thicker, and is guaranteed for 25 years against chipping, cracking, and peeling. A three-coat system that waterproofs wood, stucco, brick, vinyl, and steel siding. Rhino Shield protects your home and even your business against moisture, damaging rays of the sun, and you'll even save on energy. And Rhino Shield comes in literally thousands of designer colors. If you like the look of beautiful, thick, rich paint, a 25-year warranty, and price is important to you, call now to take advantage of our spring special and save up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash financing. Call Rhino Shield now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
7:53. Let's check in with Chuck Pamlick. He's at the CNBC Business Desk. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning. Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, all starting this day at their highest levels of this year, and it looked so bleak back in January. Right now, the markets are set to add to those gains. Futures point to a higher open. Alaska Air buying Virgin Air for more than $2 billion if approved. The deal creates the country's fifth largest airline. The good news, both of those airlines always rate high at or near the top in customer satisfaction. Meanwhile, last year, complaints against the industry overall were up 34%. People complained about late flights, but in reality, it's the fees they hate. Staples promising to freeze prices if the government lets it merge with Office Depot. Tesla has taken in nearly three times as many orders as expected for its new $35,000 Model 3. 276,000 pre-orders at $1,000 each. But with that much demand, it's possible some buyers won't get their new car until late in 2018 or early 2019. And Disney premieres its new live-action show, The Jungle Book, tonight in L.A. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not the only one. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Unless you use Genucel, of course. Genucel is a plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. And if you use it, the bags and puffiness are no more. I can tell you that because I've used it and I love what it's done for me. It's a fabulous product, and it helps me. You know what my hours are. You know how the bags can form under your eyes when you keep late nights and early mornings.
I can verify, because this is radio. You are bagless.
I am bagless. I have no bags. Thank you for that first-hand testimonial there. Listen, you're going to like Genius Cell. You should try it. With its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you have your money back. That's guaranteed. And by the way, if you don't like Genius Cell, and if it doesn't work for you, it's just you put it back in the box. So why not try it? Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. They're going to double your order right now at the spring clearance event. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's first start Virginia 95. Commuters northbound as you pass the Prince William Parkway incident. They were trying to get that to the shoulder, but that's our focal point of delays there. Next set of delays as you come off of the Beltway 395 landmark to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Once you get onto the southeast-southwest freeway, then you'll hit the volume in through to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Westbound side of the freeway should come off the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's the scene of the crash. All right, what's happening this morning on the Suitland Parkway? Well, we had two separate accidents, one near Branch Avenue, one near Stanton Road, both gone. Now it's the residual delays we're trying to shake. To the Wilson Bridge, just after Route 5, Branch Avenue, but before you get to St. Barnabas Road for delays, it's the sun glare catching us for 66. Everyone coming in from the west off the Greenway and the Toll Road. Top side of the Maryland Beltway in Silver Spring, that crash near College Park, or 29, has been cleared to the shoulder, but jammed still through College Park. Now from the GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air getting ready to settle on in after a very mild day today. A gusty wind and a high of 71 with a few rain showers around, especially second half of the morning into the afternoon. The rain ends early tonight. 33 freeze warning in effect. Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
52 degrees right now at 7:57.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
coming up on WMAL.
Are you sneezing? Are you snorting? Are your eyes running? We're going to talk to Dr. Susan Kosiski, Walter Reed allergy expert.
Also, Steve Hayes from the Weekly Standard will give us a breakdown on tomorrow's big primaries for both parties. That's coming up right after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. And this just in, a D.C. city agency is proposing to not only build a new home for the Redskins at the current RFK Stadium site, but a new arena for the Capitals and Wizards as well. The proposal by Events D.C. will be officially released tonight. The leases for both FedEx Field and for the Verizon Center both expire in 2027. Amtrak expects some delays in the Philadelphia area today, but it's running a full schedule one day after a train plowed into a backhoe on the track south of town. Black boxes and video recorders have been recovered, but the cause isn't really an issue. It's more the scheduling error that led to the crash.
Scheduling and human error among the factors that investigators are considering this morning as they continue the investigation of the crash. The main question lingers. How could an Amtrak train and Amtrak construction workers not know they were on a path to collision?
Reporter Sarah Ganim. Donald Trump says if John Kasich would just drop out of the GOP presidential race, he'd have been declared the winner by now.
If he's doing it, then Marco and all of these other guys should have just stayed in and just kept all these people in. It's really not fair.
Kasich says he's staying in until the convention. Voters go to the polls in Wisconsin tomorrow. If you live in Maryland, you have until 9 o'clock tomorrow night to register to vote for the April 26th primary. It's also your last chance to change your party affiliation, and the State Board of Elections has been getting a lot of questions about that.
I'm getting quite a few calls from individuals who are currently registered, and they're not affiliated with one of the principal parties. And they're not aware that Maryland does, in fact, have closed primaries.
Spokeswoman Mary Wagner says you can make all the changes online at the Maryland Board of Elections site. They've already passed a budget, so lawmakers in Annapolis will spend their final week of this year's General Assembly working on more contentious things. Democrats may try to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a bill that would use a scoring system to decide which transportation projects are funded. And the so-called Noah's Law to require ignition interlocks for those convicted of drunk driving, that's still up in the air. Both chambers have passed it, but the House version has loopholes that advocates want to close. The proposed Purple Line could become official this week with the approval of its first construction contract.
I think the Board of Public Works will approve the Purple Line.
Montgomery County Councilor George Leventhal says county leaders would like to see that done, but
we do have a bit of a problem.
An expensive problem. Leventhal says the light rail is now expected to cost the county $14 million more than originally anticipated.
That's a concern. And we're going to discuss that and see where that stands. I hope that that's an early projection and that we can negotiate those costs down.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,792. The Nasdaq at 49,14. In sports, the Wizards fall to the Clippers. UConn and Syracuse advance to the finals in women's college hoops. And it's opening day for the Nats in Atlanta to face the Braves.
The biggest goal for the Nats this year may be less choking, both literally and figuratively. Bill Ladson's the Nats beat reporter for MLB.com. He says the lineup's a bit more balanced.
They have two lefties in there, Daniel Murphy, Bryce Harper, and also Ben Revere. I don't think that's a fluke. They actually have a good lineup.
New manager Dusty Baker's already getting good reviews.
Everyone seems to love Dusty. I mean, I've had players tell me that they consider him like a father figure already.
Though the Mets, reigning league champs, are still the division favorites. The Nats' home opener is Thursday against Miami. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL news time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You gotta hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund this year? No. Thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity at any time. Can disguising yourself make you less likely to have your identity stolen? No. Your friends might not recognize you, but it won't help with identity theft like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and calls to make to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
Attention DD Perk members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 northbound. Crews are now at the scene of the crash, northbound in Dale City. Looks like you have to get around to the right and the left to get by the crash. Now, the Maryland Beltway also with an incident on the outer loop as you come up to I-95. One lane was squeezing by, then slowly you work around and towards Silver Spring, toward Georgia Avenue for 270. Don't have anything reported. And just some delays as you head through Urbana toward Clarksburg, again into Rockville, the second set of slow traffic there. Through Fort Meade, it's just been about some of that volume as we go west on 32, passing 175, but lanes all reported open. Heading in through town, inbound Suitland Parkway getting a little bit better. We're no longer back to Silver Hill Road for the backups. It's now approaching Route 5, Branch Avenue towards Stanton Road. We had two earlier incidents, Suitland Parkway gone. Latest problem on the freeway, westbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel, heavy off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge and 295. 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge in the tie-ups this morning. And the Green Line, no longer single tracking between College Park and Greenbelt, earlier medical emergency, that's now resolved. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Get a little rain as we go through today. Most of it scattered around. 71 degrees on a gusty breeze tonight. Colder. Freeze warnings up midnight tonight through early tomorrow morning for some colder air coming in. 33. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 50 in Gainesville, 54 in Fort Washington, 54 also at Reagan National. Traffic and weather are brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Could Republican convention delegates be bought? Yes, maybe legally they could. Get the story at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Dr. Susan Kosiski with Walter Reed. She's an allergy expert. Are you sneezing? Are your eyes watering? Are you feeling miserable? She may have some advice for us to help us mitigate the onset of allergy season. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And when he's not gearing up for his Washington Capitals to take the Stanley Cup this year, it's absolutely going to happen. He also keeps an eye on presidential politics. He's Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
I jinxed us right now by saying that. It's over now.
I mean, tell me that you're not watching the Penguins lately do well and having flashbacks.
Yeah, deja vu all over again.
It's making me nervous, but yeah. I'm confident.
All right. Well, let's talk about tomorrow's big primary in Wisconsin between Trump and Cruz for the Republicans. Let's start with them. Donald Trump really getting pressed right now on some national security policy questions because of his statements about our involvement in NATO and last week about nuclear weapons with some of our allies. Listen to this exchange with Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News.
That we protect those countries with our nuclear umbrella so they don't
and
develop.
Lose a fortune. And lose a fortune doing it.
I understand, but the idea is not to have a nuclear arms race in the northern Pacific, on the Korean Peninsula.
Are you ready?
You want to throw that all away.
Are you ready? No, I'm not throwing anything away. This is common sense. This is like trade. We lose on every trade deal. Sometimes you're better off saying, hey, wait a minute. We're defending Japan. What we're doing is costing us a fortune. And not only Japan. South Korea, we have 28,000 soldiers on the line. And part of that defense is nukes, right?
And they went on. I'm sure you saw it, Steve Hayes. In fact, I think you may have actually been sitting on set afterwards. Steve, this is certainly what you get when a businessman approaches issues like national defense. It's not typical Republican or, for that matter, American national defense orthodoxy. But is it an illegitimate issue to raise?
Well, look, I think it's fine to raise that and to have somebody do a cost-benefit analysis. But I think you have to be also clear about what we gain from this. I mean, you know, I think what Trump is arguing here is sort of maybe penny wise and pound foolish. If you look at the long-term strategic threat posed by nuclear North Korea, posed by a nuclear North Korea emboldened to challenge its neighbors, without the United States there to act as some sort of bulwark against adventurism by North Korea, by China, you know, I think we benefit quite a bit from having a presence there and from having this understanding that we will have the back of our allies.
All right, so here's another question I have about Donald Trump, and it's apparently he told Bob Woodward of the Washington Post that when it comes to picking his running mate, that he would pick somebody that can walk into the Senate, this is a quote, walk into the Senate, who's been friendly with these guys for 25 years and people for 25 years and can get things done. That is the classic description of an insider that all the Trump people say that they don't want. Are you surprised by this?
I'm not. I mean, if you listen to the other things that Trump has said lately, remember, he said, I will be so establishment. And once he gets the nomination, I will be so establishment, you won't believe it. He said over the weekend he was asked why he's not taking shots at certain Republican politicians. And he said, well, because right now I'm catering to Republicans. He is telling people in advance that he is going to change. I mean, he's actually said, I will change so much you won't believe
but
it.
But isn't all of his support sort of based on people saying that he's going to go in there and he's not going to play the game and he's going to shake things up? Now it sounds as if what he's saying is, I'm going to play the game and I'm going to have a guy who will go in there and do deals for me and it's going to be business as usual.
Yes. I mean, look, this is what he is now saying. And I think for people who are expecting Donald Trump, supporting him, expecting that he's going to be the guy to go in and really shake things up and to bring the kind of changes to Washington that I think a lot of us would like to see, I just think it's not going to happen. And he's now telling us that it's not going to happen in comments like the one that you read and in other comments.
Meanwhile, are you appreciating the irony of the fact that if someone really does truly want a Republican candidate who will go in and truly anger people in this town and not be business as usual and truly shake things up for the establishment, Ted Cruz, by definition, is that guy.
Right. Yeah, he is. And you're right to note that irony. What I find honestly laughably funny is that you now have people in the media. I mean, these are mostly Trump supporters and Trump campaign folks themselves suggesting that Ted Cruz is the establishment. I mean, that is, you can't yeah, make something up.
That is patently laughable.
It's ridiculous.
When
it's
Mitch
ridiculous.
McConnell comes out to endorse Ted Cruz, then I will know that we have entered that circle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, how is it looking for Wisconsin? Big, 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 big deal. I mean, we hear that Cruz has got it wrapped up. His numbers are looking really good there. If Ted Cruz wins Wisconsin, how much more difficult does it become for Donald Trump to get to 1237 in the delegate count?
Well, it becomes more difficult, although Trump has some friendly states coming after Wisconsin in New York and Pennsylvania. Some are pointing to Maryland, although I think that's probably friendlier to Cruz than...
Yeah, who would have guessed that we in Maryland might actually have a say in something when this happens?
I know. Well, this is what I hear from my folks back in Wisconsin, too. You know, it's been a long time since Wisconsin has mattered in presidential politics. And as you say, Brian, Wisconsin will really matter this time. I would expect that Cruz will do well. I think he'll win the state. Would expect that he might win the state pretty handily, in part because of the way Donald Trump has been campaigning in Wisconsin, attacking Scott Walker, which by most accounts is an attack on the Wisconsin Republicans who have supported Walker and fought for him in the past six years.
Yeah.
So it's not the smartest way to campaign.
Meanwhile, Steve Hayes, if you can just look at the Democrats for a moment for us. We've got about a minute left. But, you know, so much time is spent in the media talking about the split in the Republican Party. The Democratic Party is not looking very cohesive right now, and it's hard to see how the Sanders people will unify behind a Hillary Clinton.
It is. I mean, I don't think the split is quite as pronounced on the Democratic side, but it exists. And you have people, just as you have never Trump people on the right, you have Bernie supporters who are saying that they're never Hillary. I expect that that will diminish over time if Hillary Clinton is in fact the nominee, in a way that it won't. I don't expect it to on the Republican side, but the fact that Hillary Clinton is still struggling to put away a 74-year-old open socialist, it is really extraordinary, and I think says something about her likability and her abilities as a candidate.
All right, Steve Hayes, we got to leave it there. Steve Hayes, Weekly Standard, Fox News Channel,
thanks.
And Caps fan extraordinaire.
You bet. Thanks,
guys. Steve. He's also a Packers fan, but
well,
you know,
we won't
forgive
hold
that him
that
him. Well, I will. I hold it against him in NFL season, but not right now. It's 8:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, sun glare this morning really slowing us coming up from the west on 66. We're pretty much hitting it hard from Gainesville. I have patience with this one working through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, toward the Beltway, now through Falls Church. Interstate 95, they're trying to move the crash, but you're seeing the VDOT crews trying to work hard here in the Dale City area. Northbound 95 as you come up toward Dale Boulevard. 395 most of the way from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge with the heavy morning commute. We're bunched up over the inbound 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel on the westbound freeway where we had the incident. Looks like lanes have been reopened. Wilson Bridge backups are before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And here we go. If you're coming southbound 95 and you're getting onto the Beltway, outer loop into Silver Spring, stop and go. Inner loop also into College Park, slow. And the crash the crews are dealing with on the Beltway near 95. Do watch for police direction. 270, the volume with us, and now just south of Route 80, Urbana. One was reported stalled, so you have a brief delay there. Heavy again in through Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rainy day today. 100% chance of rain, in fact. Look for about a quarter inch of rain. It's just going to make it miserable all day long. High of 71 degrees. And then look out for tonight. We actually have a freeze warning in effect starting at midnight tonight through 10 a.m. tomorrow. Temperatures in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And that's going to hurt your vegetation and all those other issues that you've got already planted and ready to sprout up and bring you fruit. So hopefully they will survive the frost tonight. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 51 degrees. Right now, 53 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you read a puff piece editorial about an alien. You could burn the whole place down.
Most of the world doesn't share your opinion, Mr. Wayne.
Maybe it's Gotham City in me. We just have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns.
And there it went. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. It continues to dominate the box office. Second week in a row, it pulled in $52.5 million. I got to see it yesterday, actually. I was one of those
52.4
million.
Like it?
I thought it was an awful movie. Absolutely awful.
Now, Heather liked it.
Yeah.
Heather Hunter.
Well,
she liked it.
Yeah.
And you don't like
I
it.
I don't like it.
This I haven't
is something
gone
that we
yet,
have to disagree
so I
about.
I don't know. If
I was not a fan of it. It takes
now
itself.
Now I'm so undecided about whether to go or not.
It takes itself so bloody seriously. It has no sense of humor about itself. I mean, for crying out loud, these are two guys with capes.
Why can't our superheroes get along?
Well,
now I've learned that Iron Man has issues with Captain America.
Yeah, I was just going to say you're gonna hate Captain America Civil War.
I don't understand it. I mean, they're all good guys. Why can't they just get along?
Because this again,
sort of like the Republican Party.
I keep telling you, Brian, this is the comic book nerds argument that's been going on for 60 years. What if Superman and Batman got into a fight? So in the next movie, we're going to see what if Iron Man and Captain America got in a fight? Who would win? And then you get the answer. Anyway, it's just an awful movie, and I'm sorry that they spent so much money on it, but people keep buying tickets. Apparently, it's got to make, you know, hundreds of millions for it to even break even. We shall see. But anyway, it continues to do well. Number two in the box office was Zootopia, which also continues to do well. And My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 pulled in. So basically nothing new this weekend in the movies. Where are the new movies coming
Well, I think they probably didn't want to go up against what they thought was going to be a bigger hit than it was.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. Meanwhile, in television news.
Oh, there's some Simpsons news?
Yes, after how many decades that this show has been on the air. When did this started in like 87, right? The Simpsons?
Yeah, about
88,
yeah.
Right around
86,
there.
86, 87, something
and
like that.
Pretty early on, it was clear to most people that the character of Smithers, Waylon Smithers, the sycophantic friend and co-worker of Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns,
that he was, well, he was...
Smithers?
Frankly, he was gay. He was the first gay character, other than Paul Lynde in the center square of Hollywood Squares. Smithers was the first gay character on television, although technically this entire time he has not been out of the closet.
He's not been out. He's been
closeted gay man.
Why do guys do such stupid things when it comes to dames?
Let me tell you about dames, Milhouse. I know nothing about them. But as for love, what keeps you going is the thrill of the chase, the possibility that one day you might get what you want, even though the reality is you probably never will.
Talking about Mr. Burns there, of course. And by the way, I mean, there have been hints about this for years. Smithers went on vacation in Cuba with a special friend.
Mm-hmm. It reminds you of him.
I'm sorry, sir.
You address me like I am him? Everything reminds you of him. I bet that mural of him being driven out of Cuba in 1959 reminds you of him. Well, I am a man who needs 100% commitment, okay? Okay, well, maybe not 100, but at least like 20.
Anyway, the bottom line is Waylon Smithers has not come out of the closet.
Okay.
He is officially gay. After its 27th season, he has actually he has broken the news to Mr. Burns.
Okay.
This doesn't change
your life. No, it doesn't change my life.
All right, it doesn't change your life in a new way. Meanwhile, also in entertainment news, last night was WrestleMania. And Shaquille O'Neal showed up for it. And The Rock, of course, an alumni of WWE, was
people
there.
People go crazy over this
stuff. This is the 32nd WrestleMania, and I am shocked at how many full-grown adults get into this. Mm-hmm. I watched WrestleMania when I was, 15.
I did, too.
It wasn't
WrestleMania, but it was big time wrestling. Every Saturday morning, I watched it on Channel 7 in Odessa.
All right.
And I was a big fan of Lord Alfred Hayes, but I wasn't as big a fan as my grandfather was. Because my grandfather, the legendary story in my family is that my grandfather once took my two cousins to a wrestling match in Oklahoma. And he'd never been to one before. My grandfather was a carpenter by trade. And he goes over to for his first wrestling match, and he was so convinced that one man in the ring was going to kill the other man that he climbed in the ring to try to break it up. I kid you not. My grandfather climbed into the ring to try to break up a wrestling match.
Did anybody pull him aside?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they did.
Mr. Wilson. It's just an act, okay? Spoiler alert, it's all pretend. It did huge business, and it trended on social media, dominated social media last night, WrestleMania. So for all of you who love WrestleMania, number 32 was a huge success, and it's all pretend. It's 8:22.
That's correct.
You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, little traffic. One ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Look, it's no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So, call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, the owner of First Class Plumbing, a woman-owned company. For plumbing, heating, and HVAC, call 866-98-WATER. That's 866-98-WATER.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, a little bit complicated here. You really need to pay attention if you're coming from, say, Greenbelt and through College Park. Right after you pass the IKEA, whether you would merge onto northbound 95 or continue onto the Beltway, that's where the location of the crash is. I just am watching another ambulance roll up to the scene, so a lot going on. Now everyone actually is temporarily stopped. If you're on the outer loop just past the IKEA, they're releasing the right lane, so it's kind of a changing situation here at the scene of the crash. To go north on 95, you're also under police direction. Now, let's continue that beltway. Once you get past that crash at I-95, we're still on the brakes. Heavy in through to Silver Spring. Inner loop in through to Bethesda. Stop and go as well before you get to Connecticut, or just after Connecticut Avenue, where they're responding to the crash. 270, about the volume, about the sun glare. Everyone coming in from the west, so it is really blinding there this morning. North on Interstate 95, Virginia, as you come up to the Dale City area, where the crash was in the center. Traffic update is brought to you by Pella Windows. You can kick start spring with $300 off per window and $350 off per door. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or you can call 877-769-8392. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air getting ready to settle on in after a very mild day today. A gusty wind and a high of 71 with a few rain showers around, especially second half of the morning into the afternoon. The rain ends early tonight. 33 freeze warning in effect. Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 53 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:27.
All right, so there is a thing out there that you need to pay attention to called the Panama Papers. What are the Panama Papers? Well, they're about 11.5 million documents that have been anonymously leaked and given to investigative news organizations around the world from a Panamanian law firm. And the Panamanian law firm apparently was helping world leaders since 1970. The documents go back to 1970. Set up these offshore shell accounts so they could protect their billions and billions of illegally gotten gains. And what we're beginning to learn about this is sort of eye-opening. For example, Vladimir Putin has a lot of friends, very close friends and bankers that are closely associated with him who have set up offshore accounts in Panama. And to the tune of millions, if not billions, of dollars. That's pretty interesting. He's not the only one. They're like Muammar Gaddafi, former leader of Libya, Syrian's President Bashar Assad. They all had them. And the thing is, they're not through going through these documents. It's 2.6 terabytes of information, which is a lot of information and a lot of documents. It takes a lot of time to sift through them and set them up in a way in which they can be searched, and they're just now beginning that process.
I want to find out how many Clinton donors are linked with this.
By the way, good question.
Really weird one, Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan, action film star, karate, kung fu, he's one of the...
Yeah, but nobody's going to question him about it because he's Jackie Chan.
Kick your butt.
829.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Coming up on WMAL, has the allergy season hit you hard? Well, if it hasn't yet, it will. And we'll talk to a specialist on allergies from Walter Reed, Dr. Susan Kosiski, about what you can do. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek. It's no secret the D.C. government covets bringing the Redskins back to town at the site of RFK Stadium, but their plans go much further than that. The city's sports and entertainment arm that manages the site is set to propose not only a new football stadium, but also a new arena to house the Caps and Wizards. Events D.C. will outline its plans tonight. The leases for both FedEx Field and Verizon Center expire in 2027. Among the many, many obstacles, the $1 billion-plus price tag, and as always, the Redskins' name. The only primary election this week is in Wisconsin, where Ted Cruz leads the polls in the GOP race, and that has Donald Trump on the attack.
Lying Ted Cruz. He comes in Bible high. I'm lying Ted Cruz. I put the Bible down, and then I start to lie. He's a dirty, rotten cheat. Remember that.
The Democrat candidates are quibbling over a date for a debate before the all-important New York primary. There's a lot at stake in the Empire State.
New York has about 250 delegates at stake, and Bernie Sanders, while he's expected to do well here in Wisconsin tomorrow, there's only 86 delegates here, and he's trailing Hillary Clinton by about 240, so he wants to upset her in her adopted home state of New York, and when...
Correspondent Chris Freites. Winter is still fighting the good fight to our north this week.
Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, all below normal for the next couple days. Not going to use the word polar anything, but... it's a polar shot of cold air coming down, keeping us well below normal.
Meteorologist Chad Myers will be seeing a bit of that ourselves tonight after reaching 70 today. Freeze warnings are up across the area from midnight until 10 tomorrow morning. Some areas could dip into the mid-20s overnight. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,792, the Nasdaq at 49,14. In sports, the Wizards fall to the Clippers. It'll be UConn and Syracuse in the women's college hoops final. Villanova and North Carolina finish the men's tourney tonight. And it's opening day for the Nats in Atlanta to face the Braves. The Orioles host the Twins at Camden Yards. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green, but that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient windows, and they're easy to clean. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middlemen, saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or go to ThompsonCreek.com. For details.
Home sweet home.
Sweet Thompson Cree.
Your life and your money belong to you until they become your legacy. Don't waste your life's work by failing to plan for the financial future of your loved ones. Price Benowitz helps provide peace of mind by offering legacy services like estate planning, wills, and trusts. When considering your legacy, consider the lawyers at Price Benowitz. Make sure your life's work ends up in the hands of the people you love. Visit pbwills.com or call for a free consultation. 202-LAWYER-5. 202-LAWYER-5.
We're from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Honey, the magic is here.
We point at junk and it disappears, right?
Point at something.
Even if it's outside?
Anything.
That was fun.
I love this.
All you have to do is point.
The house feels so much bigger.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
The Boys of Summer. What do you mean that title's already been taken?
Here's the pitch for the stand-up guys from Dave Snell of Snell Heating and Air.
After a long winter off, the big league baseball players gear up with spring training. But my stand-up guys, they've been training up for warm weather action practically all winter. They've been hunkered down over books and diagrams and getting their hands dirty, learning about the latest technology. My stand-up guys work harder during the winter so they can work smarter out in the field. And right about now, they're anxious to put all that training to good use. So why not get a jump on warm weather and book an AC tune-up now? You don't want to wait and call us on that first hot day when everyone and their brother has their system breakdown, because then my Boys of Summer, they're real popular.
Call 703-450-6300 and save $1,700 on Lennox Home Comfort Systems. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The good news, Virginia. Interstate 95 northbound has come up toward Dale City, Prince William Parkway. That crash cleared out of the travel lanes, but still very slow. It's the sun glare as we come off at the Greenway and onto the toll road. I even spoke to toll authorities out there. They said, nope, nothing in the way. It's just that glare really slowing us this morning. Same effect on 66 coming out of Gainesville, working through Fair Lakes. Fair Oaks. Now we're bunched up and through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Delays with us on the George Washington Parkway south of 123. 395 from Etzel Road heading into town. We have a heavy rush hour now onto the freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. And DC 295, if you're leaving, say, from the Beltway, you come around from St. Barnabas Road, then go north on 295. Pretty much a continuous backup to the inbound 11th Street Bridge, where it looks like we have a stall now on the bridge. Complicated Maryland Beltway, so pay close attention in College Park on the outer loop just after you pass the IKEA. If you're continuing over onto the Beltway in Silver Spring, you're passing the crash, slowly squeezing by to the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
71 today, southwest wind and a little rain around. Overnight tonight, some rain early, then partly cloudy. Down to about 33 in the district, north and west of the Beltway especially, could be in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 50 in Manassas, 54 in Silver Spring, 54 also at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the New Homes Guide. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now, Susan Kosiski, who is the chief microbiologist and the lab director at the U.S. Army Centralized Allergen Extract Lab at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. That's a mouthful, but basically she knows a lot about allergies, and we're going to see if we can tap into that knowledge. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
All right, so, I mean, what do you do there at the Allergy Extract Lab? I would imagine you study, you know, pollen and allergens in the air. Do you have a good sense of how things are looking locally so far this year for the pollen season, for the allergy season?
We do, and, you know, the aerobiological studies here at USACAL are very much just a small part of what we do. We actually make the allergy vaccines, or what most people know as allergy shots, for pretty much Army, Navy, Air Force, VA patients worldwide. So we're sort of familiar with what goes into the formulations and what the major allergens, what's out there in the atmosphere that affect our patients. And this year here in the Washington, D.C. area, we have had a phenomenal March. Similar to the cherry blossoms coming out about 2 weeks earlier, we were having levels, pollen levels in March, and that's due to the fourth warmest March, and I believe it was the eighth warmest meteorological February on record here in the area. We had pollen levels about 2 to 4 times what they normally would be for March.
All right, so that means we're having an early allergy season.
We are. Yeah. We are having an early allergy season. Our early flowering trees here, which are like your maples, your elms, the cedars, cypress, juniper family, mm-hmm. alders and birches, they were all coming out at just huge levels to what they normally did. And again, that's because of that warmer weather setting in very early.
So what's going on right this very moment?
Well, of course, we've had this cool downturn in the weather this weekend. So the levels will be depressed somewhat. But, I mean, we'll probably be at maybe 100 grains, 200 grains per cubic meter of air, down from 900, which we saw last week, but certainly enough to keep those sensitized individuals having some pretty miserable symptoms.
Well, and even non-sensitized people can feel it. And I wonder what's the best thing to do to combat the effects of these allergies. I'm not necessarily allergic, quote-unquote, to anything, but I feel it when this stuff is in the air. I had a doctor recommend to take a daily Claritin during this season. Is that the way to go?
And pollen, it's true. When you get those bright, sunny, warm, and you have days with persistent spring breezes, even if you're not allergic, there's an irritant effect with all that stuff accumulating in your nasal passageways and your mucous membranes of the eyes and the nose and whatnot. I tend to stay indoors. You know, they say to avoid anything you know that's bothering you. So when we're in the peak of pollen season, it's best to sort of limit your outdoor activities. I've got terrible ragweed allergies. I'm bothered sort of the July through September time frame. And on those breezy days, I'll wear sunglasses just to minimize the amount of pollen that gets into the eyes.
Hmm.
A lot of folks in springtime, they love to put in those, they change their glass storm doors, they'll put in the screens.
Right.
Not a good idea. All that pollen, and again, it's microscopic until we see it building up on all of our car and outdoor surfaces. It'll come into the home. It'll collect on your dining tables and your coffee tables and whatnot. I've had patients call in saying they've actually got that yellow pollen dust on their dining room table.
Yeah.
So you sort of want to limit your outdoor activities, turn on the central air, keep the windows up in the car, and use the air conditioner. A lot of folks have cats and dogs and whatnot that spend a good time of the day outside.
Mm.
You want to maybe wash them a little bit more frequently because they're collecting pollen also.
Okay, so, I mean, you got this situation where people have really bad, bad allergies. I mean, a serious reaction, a debilitating
sure.
reaction, something that Claritin just can't handle.
Right.
Is that when you then go to the allergy doctor and start thinking about the allergy shots? Because they don't start helping you out immediately, do they?
Right, yeah. You know, there's folks, I believe it's like 30% of adults, upwards of 30% of adults and 40% of kids who are affected with allergies. And it's a genetic predisposition. It gets to the point that once you become sensitized, like you say, the over-the-counter meds and the avoidance procedures just aren't doing it. And that's when you should go to an allergist. They'll skin test you. They'll take a history. They'll try to determine what it is that's bothering you, what time of the year you might be reacting, and then you might go on allergy shots. They might prescribe an antihistamine or whatnot, a corticosteroid, but then you'll go on possibly allergy shots. And again, it takes time for those to start working. Some folks, everybody's immune system is different. Some folks may feel relief quite quickly, but for others, it may take a period of time.
You know, I remember being really allergic to elm trees, but I think over time I've sort of gotten over that. Does that happen?
It does. I was just reading about that the other day. There were some articles that came out. And interestingly, your immune system, I guess, can age and possibly just not react as much. I know with my ragweed allergies, I was 100 times worse as a child. And then over time, I've sort of become desensitized. But for others, if you make a move to a new area,
yeah.
if you make a move to a new home, and you've got that genetic predisposition, you might very well become sensitized to new allergen triggers, and as you age, develop allergies.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Listen, good, valuable information. Susan Kosiski with Walter Reed. She's a chief microbiologist and director at the Allergen Extract Lab over at Walter Reed. Good to have you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
It's 844 on WMAO.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorite.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Listen up. I want you to hear about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. I had to move one time in my life, and I had a condo, and I didn't want to put it on the market, so I rented it out. It made sense, right? And it did. Until I had to deal with being a landlord, especially one that doesn't live in the city where you've got your place that you're renting. It's a nightmare. It's a hassle. You don't want to have to deal with those calls in the middle of the night. Then what do you do to manage a property that you own when you're not even living there? These are all the headaches that Renter's Warehouse solves for you. Don't let those concerns and the concerns of the paperwork and finding a tenant and all that stuff, don't let that stand in the way of what can be a really, really good idea for your property. When you think of it as rent estate instead of real estate, it opens up new opportunities. You get monthly cash flow. Someone else is paying your mortgage. You get tax savings, appreciation, equity. And Renter's Warehouse, they take care of all those other hassles for a flat fee of just $80 a month for 24/7 property management. Just find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. It's Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading from Greenbelt into College Park, let's go in the outer loop of the Beltway, where finally the multi-car crash has been moved to the shoulder, just as you pass the IKEA before you get to the exit for 95 and New Hampshire Avenue. So a bit complicated through that stretch, but you can get through now. So some positive news. We'll continue, though, slowly, however, as you continue around toward George Avenue and making your travels around toward Connecticut Avenue. Inner Loop, we're bunched up in through Bethesda. 270, one of our slowest stretches now, through Urbana, past Route 80, the scene of the incident, and then southbound into Rockville. 66, Manassas. We're now in Gainesville, through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. It's the sun glare this morning. Along the way, we had a stalled car in Centerville. They were trying to get that to the shoulder, but that was within the backup. North on 95 in Dale City, that crash to the shoulder. Heading across the 14th Street Bridge and 11th Street Bridge, both directions onto the freeway. Had an incident there in the 3rd Street Tunnel, the distraction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Freeze warning headlines at midnight tonight through early tomorrow morning. North and west in the upper 20s, closer into the district. Probably right around freezing after a high today of 71 degrees. And a little bit of rain around, especially late morning into the afternoon. That rain should end tonight with colder temperatures coming in. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
A big thank you, by the way, to Mercedes Schlapp, Lisa Booth, and to Tony Schaefer for filling in for me while I was on vacation last week. We are so blessed here, you and I, Brian, that we can go away for a vacation and know that we've got some...
We got some really smart people to step end, in, right.
Top-quality, engaging, informed, and entertaining people who can step in for us. Right. And that leads me to someone who has filled in for both of us here on the Mornings on the Mall.
She's filled in for me, she filled in for you.
That would be one Scotty Nell.
We love Scotty.
We love Scotty. And she certainly made a name for herself over the last several months by being an unapologetic supporter and promoter of Donald Trump. And by the way, it should be pointed out, Scotty is not paid one thin dime by the Trump campaign. She believes wholeheartedly in his campaign, and she has been a very, very strong advocate on behalf of Donald Trump for president.
Right.
So much so that she has now reached a pop culture milestone that very few attain.
Really?
She has been parodied.
Our Scotty.
Our Scotty Del Hughes was parodied on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And, well, listen to a bit of it.
Donald Trump also said that women who get abortions should be, quote, punished. How do you defend that?
So what that is was Donald was just making an April Fool's joke. because it was April Fool's.
Said that on March 30th.
And that is why it is so funny. I mean, Kate, of course Donald loves women. He is a father to a woman.
That would be Scotty.
Yeah, I'd say that. Well, listen, you know you have arrived when they're poking fun at you on Saturday Night Live.
I got to tell you, I was, again, trying to stay out of the news over the weekend, but I saw Saturday night, Meredith and I went out for a late dinner, and I saw that she was trending.
Yeah.
And I sent her a text message saying, how you doing? You know? And she said, this is a badge of honor. She is taking
it is
this
a badge
with
of honor.
Great stride.
It is absolutely a badge of
she
honor.
Absolutely is, and she's loving it. If you go to her Facebook now, she's traded her cover photo with a picture of the pretend Saturday
pretend
Night
Scotty
Live Scotty. And here's a little bit more.
And Kate, I know that you agree with me on three things when it comes to Trump. One, he is drop-dead gorgeous.
No.
Two, he is bringing trade back so we can make American grapes again. And three, he is way better than Ted Cruz.
Okay, yes, that I do agree on.
And live from New York, it's Saturday!
That's pretty huge.
That's so awesome, yeah.
Nice job,
the
Scotty.
Opening sketch. Well, tomorrow, Larry Kudlow will join us, and we'll preview the all-important Wisconsin primary.